Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Short draw fire near Gillette at 35,000 acres, 65% contained as crews make progress. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The short draw fire burning 30 miles north of Gillette as of yesterday has grown to 35,222 acres and is 65% contained. The fire's cause remains undetermined, but crews are making significant progress. With 233 personnel on site, the Montana DNRC County Assist Team is working alongside local agencies to manage the blaze. Fire lines have been successfully established along the east, north, and west perimeters. Crews are now focusing on securing the southern end. Firefighters are monitoring an unburned forest area north of Three Bar Road to prevent flare-ups. Coal seams within the perimeter are also being closely watched due to potential for underground smoldering. Heavy equipment has started restoring dozer lines to reduce further damage. The Campbell County Fire Department also reported last night another wildfire sparked on the Campbell-Johnson County line south of Fortification Road. As of last night at around 8 p.m., the fire was approximately 500 to 1,000 acres. Johnson, Campbell, and Sheridan counties are on scene, along with BLM and Campbell County Road and Bridge. Federal lawmakers respond to Wyoming wolf abuse, state's response. Following the torture of a wolf by a Wyoming man, a state panel is seeking a bill to protect the killing of predators with vehicles, but federal lawmakers are pushing back. After Cody Roberts in February hit a gray wolf with his snowmobile, taped its mouth shut, and brought the injured animal to a bar, he was fined $250, and an international outcry followed. The gray wolf was removed from the federal endangered species list in 2021. In Wyoming, it's considered a predator and is legal to kill. The state's newly formed Treatment of Predators Working Group okayed a bill to clarify that using vehicles to run over predators, a practice called whacking, is legal as long as all reasonable efforts to kill the injured animal are taken. Elaine Leslie recently retired as a biologist with the National Park Service and says Wyoming sanctions this kind of behavior. She said the dialogue during that meeting was focused on, we can't identify or articulate the exact meaning of the word humane or ethical, so let's take that out of the bill. In an opposing move, Republican U.S. Representative Nancy Mace of South Carolina last week introduced an act that would prohibit the international use of motor vehicles to harm wildlife on federal lands, establish a protocol for enforcement, and penalties and maintain exemptions for human safety. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.